Love Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Sandra with My Transformation. I just had to get up and get straight on this recorder this morning because I was having these thoughts. Let me get up right now so I could just start recording what I'm thinking. Because God is so awesome. I got up and I did my declarations. And as I was doing them, I was just so filled with feelings and emotions, that tears just started coming from my eyes, and the power of God was just so strong. And I was just thanking Him for being in my life, thanking Him for His love and His joy, His compassion. The feelings that I was feeling were just overwhelming. And I just started thinking about how I'm just so filled with joy now, and that only God makes me feel like that. And I start to think about relationships. There is no relationship greater than a relationship with the Father. There is no joy stronger than the joy that I feel when I'm communing with the Father. And I said, I have to share this. I have to share this now while it's so fresh. My heart was just warm and bursting. And I just couldn't help but just praise God, praise Jesus, praise the universe, praise Mother Gaia, praise all my helpers who are opening all doors for me. It's so powerful when you have that relationship with the Father. It's something that you just cannot fully explain because it's something that you feel. It's something that you're just so a part of and so immersed in. There are no words for it that can truly help anyone to feel it themselves. It's an experience that you have to have, a personal experience with the Father. And I am so grateful for God because there is no relationship greater than having a relationship with the Father. There is no touch greater than being touched by the hand of God. His power just flows through me, and His wisdom and His knowingness. My God, it's just so awesome. My life has been so happy and joyful since I reconnected to the truth. The truth shall set you free. It shall set you free. There is no greater friend, no greater companion than the Father. And I just was so thankful for Jesus because it was Jesus who made it possible for me to reconnect to the Father and to be able to commune with the Father one-on-one. Who else can you talk to about anything? Anything. In whatever state of mind. And not be judged. And not be interrupted. And not be told opinions. Who can you go to and fully express yourself in ways that are seemingly unreal? Who can you go to and pour your heart out? Who can you go to and say anything without even a second or first thought about how you're saying it? Who can you just pour yourself out to? The only one I can pour myself out to like that is the Father. The Father of all. The Creator of all. He is the only one that I can totally pour myself out to and not even give a thought as to my tone of voice or the things that I'm saying I don't have to watch my tone. I don't have to watch what I'm saying. I don't have to watch the words that I speak or the gestures that I make. I don't have to think about anything when I go to the Father. I could just totally, freely express myself without a thought to how it sounds or how it looks. Because the Father receives me as I am. He receives all of me. However it looks in the moment, He receives all of me. And He shows His love and His compassion. And I feel His presence in such a mighty way. And when I pour my heart out, and if it's something that's ugly that I'm pouring out to the Father, I thank Him for listening and for allowing me to express myself. God is good. God is the best friend anyone could ever have. The power of God is so strong in my life. Each and every day, I am more and more grateful for the relationship that I have with Him. There is no relationship greater. There will never be a relationship greater than the one I have with the Father. And that is how it is when you get that relationship going with the Lord and you stay with it and you go to the Father all the time, no matter what it is. No matter how small it may seem or how ugly it may seem, go to the Father. He welcomes you with open arms. Whatever you have to express, He is there all the time. He is everywhere. Everywhere. You don't have to wait until you get home. You don't have to wait until you're alone. God is everywhere at all times, and you can express yourself to Him whenever. However, wherever, He is there, and His arms are always open, and His ears are always in tune. He is always there for you. He doesn't put you on hold. He is always there. You can speak to Him in the moment, wherever you are, whatever time of day. There is no waiting till nighttime to get on your knees and say your prayers. There is no waiting until everybody's gone and out of your presence so that you can be alone with the Lord. You could be alone with the Lord in a crowd of people. You could be alone with the Lord in pure daylight. It doesn't matter. You can always have your special moment with the Father. Always. For He is everywhere. And I thank God for being so accessible. I thank God for always listening and always being there to help you live this life, to give you peace of mind, to show you wisdom, to give you so much love and joy, to be the friend, the trusted friend, that you can go to about everything, anything. Being touched by the hand of God. How powerful. How much more powerful can anything in life be than to be touched by the hand of God? What friendship could be any greater than the friendship of the Lord? He is my best friend. He is my greatest lover. He is my everything. There is no greater than that. No greater than that. It doesn't matter who's in my life. It doesn't matter who I spend my time with. There is no greater presence than being in the presence of the Father. No greater presence. And when you are in the presence of those who also feel the same way about the Father. Oh my God, how powerful that is. I surround myself with those who love the Lord because it's that much more powerful. That much more powerful when you're among people who also believe in the Lord, who also know that God is their best friend, who also know that there is no greater touch than being touched by the hand of God. When you are surrounded by people like that, your vibration will be lifted high. And the presence that you're in is peaceful and joyful and beautiful. And that is the presence I welcome all the time. That is why I love being with my family. Because they are beautiful and they love the Lord. And they know the power of God. And the power of God is in their lives. I love my children, and I love being in my children's presence. And I always talk to the Lord about my children, and I always thank the Lord for my children. God is good. God is awesome. God is so powerful in my life. God, whatever you want to accomplish in your life, go to God. And ask him to assist you, and he will. He will not try to deter you. He will not judge you. He will assist you, and he will give you wisdom. He will give you the choice to follow an energy that will give you the greatest experience. And he will give you the choice to continue in whatever you're doing. For that experience. God is so wise because God is wisdom. He is wisdom. And he will give you so many ideas. And he will open the doors of opportunity for you. But he will also at the same time give you the choice to go in whatever direction you want to. You can go in the direction he leads you in, or you can go in a direction that somebody else tells you about, or you can go in a direction that you want to go in, your own ideas and goals and visions. You can do whatever you want, but God will give you ideas. He will give you visions, and he will give you support. He will not take away your freedom to choose. He will not. So you can choose whatever way you want to go. Because he is a great friend. He is a magnificent supporter. God is always there for you, no matter what choice you make. No matter what choice you make. And if you happen to make a choice that in the results of what you did not want, then the Father will give you more ideas and visions. And you have a choice again to follow those or to follow your own or someone else's. But the day will come if you have a habit of following somebody else's or your own and don't get the results you want. The day will come when one day you will choose to follow God's choice for you because God knows what's best. He knows what's best for you. And he will line up experiences, line up people, line up situations so that you can experience your greatest experiences and grow at the same time. Grow in power, grow in strength, grow in wisdom. God don't just give you ideas. He gives you ideas that will expand your life. He gives you ideas that will help you to become wiser and stronger and more in tune with who you really are. God would not just give you ideas and that's it. There's more attached to those ideas. A lot more. Things that you cannot see right now unless you are a visionary and can see the big picture in the ideas that God gives you. God don't just give you something small. Even if it looks small, it's gigantic. Because there is so much more behind the ideas that God gives you. There's so much more to it. God is not small. God is so huge you cannot measure. Beyond measurement. So whatever God assists you with, whatever God gives you, it will never be small. Never be small. God is not small, and God does not move in small movements. God always have a lot lined up for you. But it's your choice to go in the direction that he leads you in. And that is what's so wonderful and beautiful about God. He don't restrict you. He don't block you. He don't hold you back. God is a God of freedom, expansion. God is unlimited, unstoppable. And he gives you opportunities and experiences that are limitless, that are unstoppable, that are expansive. Having a friend like that, having a relationship like that, there is no stopping. There is no stopping in what you can experience. No stopping in what you can create. No stopping in the joy and the oneness and the love that you receive. No stopping. No stopping. The more I think about the Father, the more it brings joy and happiness and awe to my life. God is amazing. God has many, many, many names. It doesn't matter what you call the higher power. He is still God of all. All the names, all the expressions. God has the power of all, because he is power. He is life. He is all that exists. So I don't care who you name him. I don't care what you call him or what you refer him as. He is the power and creator of all existence. Whether you can see it or not see it, he is the creator, the master of all. And I thank him for my life, for my experiences, for the wisdom that he gives me. I thank him for everything. Who else is there to thank? No one. Because it doesn't matter who or what or where. It's all God. All of it is all God. Replace God with whatever name you use. It's all God. It's all God. No matter who you see, no matter what you touch, no matter where you go, it's all God. All of it. It may seem ugly. It may seem beautiful. It may seem mediocre. It doesn't matter. It's all God. Because there is only one source. And everything comes from that one source. And if it's beautiful, it's all God, touched by God. If it's seemingly ugly, it's been corrupted by man. But it's still God. Food, air, water, those things that seem to have ugliness, it is beautiful. It is God, because God creates all things. So if it has anything that seems ugly, it's because man, human, has corrupted it. But underneath the corruption is beauty and purity and power and life, because it's created first by God. And it's been overshadowed and covered by man. Man's ignorance, man's impurities, man's ugliness. Beauty comes from God. Purity comes from God. Anything that is less has been tainted by man. But underneath it all is God's purity, God's power, God's light, God's love. We are co-creators, and we can co-create beauty or we can co-create ugliness. The universe gives us what we co-create. The universe is our assistance in what we co-create. It's our choice. God is so filled with love. God is love. And He gives us the choice to co-create beauty or to co-create ugliness. He gives us that power. And it's up to us to decide which one we want to do. It's up to us. Who loves you like that? Who loves you like that? Well, it doesn't matter what you choose. And the love and the power He gives you is the same. Who loves you like that? Who is with you no matter what? No matter who, no matter where, no matter how? Who is always there to be your friend? Always there with open arms? Who is it that you can go to and pour out your soul? Without even thinking about what's coming out of your mouth. Without even thinking about your body movements. Without even thinking about anything at all. But just open up your mouth and pour out your soul. Who can you do that with? I can only do it with the Father. With the Father. Even with those who are closest to me. Even with those I am the most comfortable with in a human body. I cannot pour my soul out the way I can with the Father. Because when I am in His presence, I am totally free. I don't think about what I'm going to say. It just flows, no matter what it is or what tone it is. It just flows. Because I am totally free. No before thought. Just totally free and flowing in the moment. Whatever it looks like, whatever it sounds like, I just the power of God overflows in my life. The power of God. Be love, be light, and walk in the power of God. That is the message the Lord gave me. And I repeat it consistently. Because it was His message to me when He said, Sandra, it's time to be what you talk about. You've been talking for years about being. It's time for you to be. It's time for you to be what you talk about, Sandra. So what do you want me to be? Be love, be light, and walk in the power of God. How do I do that, Father? How do I do that? Simply be. And all will flow to you. Just simply be. Be my love and my light. And walk in my power. And that is what He tells me. Just be, Sandra. Just like you say. Just like you tell others, do it. Just be. Just be. And when you just be, you are the most happy and joyful. And you just be. You just exist. And as long as you stay in that mode, as long as you stay into that beingness, as long as you just stay in that place, that vibration,
Nothing outside of that can even come into your space. Nothing. When things bother you or irritate you, it's because you stepped out of that space. So as long as I continue to tell myself, be, just be, I stay in that space. And being in that space, there is no greater place to be than in that space. Because you're being all that you are when you're in that space. All that you are. Right here. Right now. In the physical body. You are being all that you are. And that is the place I love the most. It's being in that space of all. That space of all. No greater space to be. Because you're being God. You're being one with the creator of all creation. You're being one with the source. God said to me, I am you, you are me. Let us be. Let us be. Every message God has given me when I was doing my meditations was always the same. He said it in so many different ways, using different verses over and over and over. And then it finally came to my graduation. When God said, I am you, you are me, let us be. He was letting me know, it is time. You are there. You have graduated. Now let's just be. Let's just be. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. God is good. Oh, Misha. Oh, Misha. Oh, Misha. Oh, the power of God. Oh, Lord. Oh, thank you, Mother. Thank you, Mother God, for keeping me grounded and centered in this body. Oh, thank you. Oh, the power. Oh, the power of God in my soul. Oh, Lord. Keep me grounded. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, Jacob. There is no greater touch. Oh, than the hand of God. No greater touch than the hand of God. No greater touch than the hand of God. Oh, my Lord. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Oh, feel the presence of the Lord throughout your entire being. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, keep me grounded. Keep me grounded. Oh, keep me grounded. Oh, Lord, keep me grounded. Keep me grounded. Oh, keep me grounded. Whew, my God, my God. Keep me grounded. Oh, keep me grounded. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is awesome. God is awesome. That's one thing the Father has taught me. When He sends me the power to ground it, I remember the days when God would send me His power and I just float out into heaven. I just float. I don't even be grounded. People used to tell me, you're out of your body too much, Sandra. You stay out too long. You need to learn to stay in your body. You need to learn to be grounded and centered in your body. People cannot reach you because you're not here. They could come up to you and notice you're not there, that you're not even inside that shell, and they just walk away. They can't talk to you. They can't commune with you. They can't reach you because you're not in that shell. You need to learn to stay in the shell. And years, for years, I would stay out of my body because it's so beautiful out there in your real world. It's just so peaceful, so beautiful, so powerful. And now I have been taught to stay grounded. And I thank Mother Gaia for teaching me to be grounded and centered and for assisting me in it. God just sent me a surge of some awesome, awesome power. Powerful God is power. And Mother Gaia helped me to ground it. I thank God for touching me just now. And I thank Mother Gaia for helping me to ground that power from the Father. And I thank all my helpers, for always surrounding me, watching over me and protecting me, helping me to see the visions from the Father, helping me to get clarity in my next steps. Thank you all. And they got me up this morning to take out the trash. Last time I said I'll do it later, they come in late today. And 5 minutes later they came. I said, oh, I missed the trash. Today they said, trash. I got right up, took out the trash. 5 minutes later, I heard the trash man. So they're in the area. They'll be here. And as I was thinking about the Lord, after I did my declarations, it had so much emotion and passion and tears coming out my eyes. Afterwards, I just started praising God. And I got right up. I said, I'm going to get up right now and finish recording what I'm saying in a moment. So you're getting this fresh. Normally I would have just done this and then came back and shared my experience with you. But I was told to get up and share it live. And that's what I'm doing. God is powerful. I love the Lord so much. He is my heart. He is my all. I love him so much.
I love you. I love you. Everything.
I love him so, so much. I can't even put words to how much I love him.
I love you so much.
How can you love the Lord? How can you love what seems to be unseen? You can first start by loving what you can see. Starting with you. Learn to love you. He created you. He is your creator. Learn to love what you see. You. And then you come to the realization that you were created. And then you love your creator. That's how you can love the unseen. First, love what you can see. If you cannot love what you cannot see, then begin it. I see God everywhere, in everything. But there's a lot of us who don't see everything as God. I do now. Because I know more now. I've become much wiser now. I have more understanding now. And I thank the Lord. He never, ever, ever leaves. How can he? How can one who is everything leave? How can one who is everything leave? God is always and always will be. Forever, eternally, everywhere. Thank you, Father, for your love, your compassion, your grace, your wisdom, your power, your presence, your energy, your vibration. Thank you for filling my life with you, for my life is you. Thank you. In Jesus' most holy, holy, precious, precious name. Amen. Amen.